everyone, to the Godcast with Benjamin Shelby. It is my goal that through this episode, not only you can see that the Bible is accessible to you, applicable to your life, but also attainable to live through our Lord Jesus Christ. So I hope you enjoy this episode today as we are diving deep into the Word of God. And I pray that not only you're hearing this episode, but you also open up your heart so you can live by the truth and the Word of God, and your life can be changed the same way mine was.
Loyal subjects. That sounded weird. What am I talking about? Hey, it's past midnight and I'm supposed to be in bed at like 9 o'clock, but I'm not. What do you think about that, Mom? Okay. So anyway, thank you so much for listening today. There's a lot of cool things coming. There are a lot of cool things coming. I wanted to mention that because the reason it's past 12 o'clock is because I've been up late trying to work on something that's coming up in the next couple of months. So keep an eye out for that. I think you guys are really going to enjoy it. I think it's going to be a big step for the podcast, and I can't wait to get into it. So I just wanted to let you guys know that big things are coming. I also want to thank everybody who's been following lately. We jumped like 20 listeners as of today. That's a lot of listeners. Usually it slowly, gradually builds to that, but like 20 people randomly just hopped in. So, hey, if you're someone who just recently started listening, find me on Instagram. I always have the links down below, and just talk to me. I love to get to know you guys. I mean, it's a small group, so I like to get to know each and every one of you. So, yeah, definitely do that. On that note, I also have a review. What I'm going to be doing is now anybody who writes reviews down on Apple Podcasts, you can, when you scroll down, it'll show ratings and reviews. If you leave a 5-star rating or whatever stars you think I deserve, and then leave a review, I will read it in front of every episode. So every time that there's a new one, I will read it. So this review comes from somebody who I don't know how to pronounce their name. So Siri, how do you pronounce this name? Well, okay then. It says, love this podcast. Benjamin Shelby of the Godcast is absolutely amazing. Don't let his age fool you. He has a fire for God like I've never seen before in our generation, and his podcast shows that. He speaks with confidence, and as I say that as I'm stuttering, try to read this. And you can tell that he is very serious about God's word. Many people think that our generation will never be God-centered, but it's kids like Ben who prove them wrong. I just want to stop and thank you for that, those kind words, Mr. or Miss.
Hicks.
Yeah, it's very, very kind of you, and I love hearing the way that my podcast and my voice is reaching other people. And I also, every time that somebody says these nice things about me, I just want to make sure that you guys all know that I'm just a kid. I'm somebody who can't really speak all that well. I'm someone who has trouble trying to articulate what he tries to say. But just like Moses, God said he'll be his mouth. I know that God's my mouth, and he's whatever you guys have ever found encouraging about the show or anything like that, it's all been God. I can't be proud of anything I do, because the only pride I find is that God loves me, and I love that so much. And you know, it'd be senseless for the hammer to be like, oh well, I didn't need the craftsman, I could do this on my own. it's foolishness. So I just want to thank you guys for that. And I also want to point out that anything that I'm doing and every promise that God has fulfilled in my life, God can fulfill in your life and will if you do the things which he says. Not to say that you're going to have a podcast, not to say that everything will work out the way that my life has, but God will take care of you. There's no promise that God gives to me that he doesn't give to you. There's no way that God loves me more than he loves you. He loves each and every one of us, and God can use you in the way that you think that God wants to use you. So thank you for those kind words. I really appreciate it. And if you would like to have your review of the show read on the show, I will definitely do that if you leave one down below in Apple Podcasts. So that is all I got for you in this opening. Let's jump into Psalm 119 again. Oh, hey, really quick, before we get started, actually, I was told that somebody that I know would like to have a shout-out on the podcast. So, hey, Mr. Christian Bartman, that's a shout-out. There you go. Everybody, say hi to Christian if you want to. I know you're alone, and you're listening to it in your earbuds. So he doesn't know if you're saying hi to him, but I'll say hi to you. Hi, Christian. So there you are, bud. There's your shout out. You can do whatever you want with that. You can box it up and keep it forever. I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. It's so late. All right, let's get back into it. So now we are back into Psalm 119, and we're going to begin in verse 113, and I want this to be a little bit of a shorter episode, because I've just had one after the next of like hour-long episodes. So yeah, we're just going to slowly go through this, but hopefully this can be a help to you. It says in verse 113, "I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love." So what does the word vain mean? I mean, we think of the word vanity. That's where it's like the word vanity. And this psalmist hates vain thoughts, thoughts that don't matter, thoughts that maybe seem like they're a big deal right now, but in the ultimate scheme of things, they don't matter. And this psalmist seems to understand that you can't love vain thoughts and the law, because there's a but there. There's a contrast. I hate vain thoughts, but I love thy law. You can't serve two masters. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. You cannot love the world and love God. You can't. And you can't love them in the same way is what I mean. Because I do love the people of this world. I do. But ultimately, I love them because of what Jesus did on the cross. So I love God, and because I love God, I love people. But I don't love money. I don't love the things of this world. I love God. And that's what we need to do. We need to love God. And the psalmist says, I hate vain thoughts. It doesn't even say that he hates vain doing. He hates vain thoughts. Even the thought of doing something that doesn't matter, he hates. When are we as Christians going to stand up and say, I hate vain thoughts? I hate it when I think of things that don't matter. But I love thy law. We need to understand that we need to stop loving things of this world. Stop chasing after money. Stop chasing after fame. Stop chasing after relationships. Stop chasing after all these things. Because ultimately, they're all going to leave you empty. But love God's law, and you'll be fulfilled. That's a promise. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. Depart from me, ye evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. Hey, God is a hiding place for you. The Bible says, I can't remember, I had an episode a little while ago, but it says to hide in the rocks. Hey, you need to hide in the rock of God. You need to hide in him. God is your shepherd. God is your protector. God is going to solve your problems, but you need to be hiding in him. He's hiding in God. He's not trusting in his money. He's not trusting in his name. He's not trusting in the things that the psalmist has. He's trusting in God, the one that created him, the one that loves him. That's who he's trusting in. And because he's trusting in him, he's hiding in him, God is his shield. Hey, who can penetrate a shield when the shield is God? Nobody. Nobody can. God sees the sparrows. And he feeds the sparrows. And you are worth so much more than many sparrows. God will protect you if you let him. But you need to hide in him. Something that I've struggled with over the past couple of weeks is you cannot defend yourself. I have been trying to defend myself.
I've been standing up for what's right, and I've been trying to defend myself, but I can't. Me, being a man, I want to be the one to stand up for things on my own. Me, being a man, I want to fight for things on my own. But I can't do that. I need to hide in God's word and let him be my shield. And it wasn't but a couple of days ago that I realized God is my shield. Nothing else matters. My life cannot be whole. My life cannot be protected without God. And yes, I was standing up for the things that was right, but guess what? I was standing up for it on my own stance. We need to realize that even when we think that we can stand on our own, we can't. We need God. We need God to do an amazing thing in our life. We need God to protect us, and we need God as our shield. And what's amazing is in the next verse, I already read verse 115. Hopefully you're reading along with me because I want you to see this in your Bible. Verse 115 says, "Depart from me, ye evildoers, for I will keep the word of God." The commandments of God is what it says. He says, "Depart from me, you evildoers." The people that hate God's word, depart from me. Because guess what? I will do what my God says. And because I hide in God's word, because I hide in him, I will do what he says. And this man understands that when he hides in God's word, when he does what God says, the evil people need to depart. Guys, you cannot be companions with evil people, with the people of this world. Now, you can be friendly to them. You can try to lead them to the hope, but do not befriend them. Do not be buddy-buddy with them, because they're going to drag you down. And actually, as the scripture says here, they need to depart from you. You need to depart from them. Psalm 1 says that he does not stand in the way of the sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. He doesn't. Why? Because he understands that I am going to keep God's commandments. I am going to do what he says. And anybody who does not do that needs to get away from me. Christians, stand up. Christians, do what we need to do. Hide in God's word. And tell the evildoers to depart from you, because you have no business being with them. Listen, a sheep has nothing to do, has no place being in the pen with swine. You are sheep. You are valuable. Your shepherd loves you. Do not be in the same pen as the swine. Don't do it. Remember, God loves you. And depart from the people that hate God's word. Uphold me according to thy word, that I might live. And let me be not ashamed of my hope. That's interesting. Something that jumped out of me, and this is going to be the title. This is what I want you to get. This man was not ashamed of his hope, and his hope was God. You know, oftentimes we have the hope of God. We have the hope of Jesus Christ, that we know that we are going to be saved out of this world. This world is not our home. We're just passing through. Sometimes, though, we're ashamed of the thing that gave us that hope. Why? Why? We're so ashamed that we don't even hide with him. We don't even let him be our shield. We think that we have to stand up for ourselves. We're ashamed of our hope. Guys, stop being ashamed of our hope. Man, I just love the wording there. I think that wording is very intentional. Let me not be ashamed of my hope. And I love that that hope is what makes him live. He says that I might live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. And that phrasing there, let me not be ashamed of my hope, tells me that this man sometimes is ashamed. It's not uncommon for people to be ashamed of God. But he wants to not be. He wants to be better. He wants to not be ashamed of the one that loves him. Guys, stand up. Everybody struggles with this. Everybody does. But it's time that we stand up. And it's time that we're not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I'll circle back to that later. Verse 118, thou hast trodden down all them that err from thy statutes, for their deceit is false. So thou puttest away all wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore, I love thy testimonies. Guys, why are we not ashamed to be buddy-buddy with the ones that God is going to destroy? And then why so are we ashamed to be associated with the one that loves us? Man, isn't that weird? That us as Christians, us that got saved, isn't it weird that we want to side with the people that God hates? The people that God abhors? Why do we want to be next to them? Why do we want to be associated with them? Why are we not ashamed to be with them? But man, are we ashamed to be with our God. That ought not to be so. And would to God that we get that right. That shouldn't be the way that we are. And I want to correct something that I just said. God does not hate the people that want to come to him. But God does hate the sin. And people that love the sin more than God, he does hate. Just want to clear that up. Because God says that he loved us enough to die for us. But to those that reject him, to those that want to trod on his name, they're going to be trodden down, it says. Why are we associating ourselves with them? Why are we not ashamed to be with them? But man, are we ashamed to be associated with our hope. Why is that? I'll tell you why. It's because we have weak faith. It's because we as Christians don't love God the way that we should, and I wish that I loved God the way that I should. And I tell you one thing, I'm not ashamed of God's word. I'm not. And yet I know I don't love God the way that I should. Last night was a missions conference. And something that Brother Stephen said was, grow our faith. Teach us to grow our faith. We need to ask God to grow our faith. And I got down on that altar and I needed to grow my faith. What's my point in saying that? My point is that even though I'm not, quote unquote, ashamed of God, I still need room to grow. So I'm not talking above anybody. But what I'm saying is that God loved us enough to die for us. God loved us enough to save us. These people love us enough to not let us love the one that we love. And by that, I mean that the people that we try to associate with hate us. They hate us. So why are we conforming to the people that hate us? Why aren't we conforming to the one that loved us? Why are we not ashamed to be with the ones that God's going to trod down? Why are we ashamed to be with the one that loved us? Do we understand hypocrisy? Do we understand how messed up that is? Would to God that we get that right. And we're about to close in verse 120. It says, my flesh trembleth for the fear of thee, and I am afraid of thy judgments. Okay, here's the thing. You want to know why we are associated and why we love being associated with the people that hate God? It's because we don't fear him enough. This guy, this psalmist, feared God. And because he feared God, he separated himself from the evildoers. Hey, do you fear God? God deserves fear. And oftentimes they say that fear means reverence. And while that's true, I think that also means that we need to be afraid of what he can do. We need to be afraid of God. It's like a father. When you were little, you were afraid of your father when he was angry with you, right? But man, you knew your father loved you. Hopefully you had a father that loved you. But if you did, if you grew up in a good home, you knew that dad loved you, daddy loved you. But man, you don't want to get on his bad side because then you would be afraid of the consequences. That is the fear that we need to have for God. And that is the fear that this man had. Where is our fear for God? Where is it? Hey, listen. God wants you to fear him. And God wants you to not be ashamed. And God wants you to not be ashamed to be associated with him. But listen, God wants you to be ashamed of being around those people that hate him. So Christian, it's time to choose. There's a big revival going on right now, isn't there? The Osbury Revival. You need to choose what side you're going to be on. Do you want to know the reason that this revival is happening? It's because people around the world are choosing to follow God. They are choosing to reject everyone that hates God. And Christian, it's time for you to be a part of that. The revivals are not just going around in the colleges. The revival is happening around this the whole United States. And if you want to be a part in that, you need to choose. You need to choose whether you're going to be ashamed of the one that loved you or whether you're going to be ashamed to be with the ones that hate you. There's a choice that needs to be made. And you cannot choose to not make a choice. You say, well, I don't want to make a choice right now. Hey, listen, that's a choice. Right now, as you're listening, you cannot not make a choice. But what you have to do is make a choice. So make a choice, Christian. Are you going to leave here today? Are you going to turn off your phone and forget about the one that loved you? And are you going to go mess around with your friends? Are you going to go mess around with the ones that hate God? Or are you going to choose to follow God? You have a choice that needs to be made. And it's time for you to make it. And as we end off yet another episode, I want to remind you of John 3:16. For God so loved the world, that's you, that's me, you can put your name in there, that he gave his only begotten son. Don't forget that you are loved by God. Don't let anybody tell you that you are not worth it, because you were worth enough that Jesus Christ bled and died on the cross for you. And don't forget, you can follow me on Instagram and DM me with any questions, comments, or concerns you might have on this episode, and I will gladly get back to you as soon as possible. So until next time, God bless.